Apple CEO Tim Cook is in India today. He arrived from China, where he made headlines last week with a $1 billion investment in China's biggest ride-hailing company. Apple has not released Cook's itinerary for India, but the company is reportedly on the verge of several major announcements there. Joining me now is Maggie Lake. She's host of CNN Money with Maggie Lake. And Maggie, welcome back.
Hi there, Peter.
Hey, so investors last quarter, not pleased at all. Apple's worldwide sales fell for the first time in 13 years, but then in India, not at all. They were up 56%. So what's Tim Cook see in India?
Yeah, he sees the future, hopefully, and potential. And you're right. I mean, for anyone who holds Apple stock, it has been a painful ride. And those global sales were down. India up 56%. I was really surprised to see that. Mm. And the thing is, there's a feeling that there's a lot of runway ahead. This is a country that has a lot of young people, and they are flocking onto the internet. 100 million internet users, Peter, in 2010. By 2015, in just 5 years, that had tripled. And another 400 million are expected to get online in the next 5 years. And the thing is, they're skipping right over the PCs that we all sort of got online with first, and they're going right to smartphones. Now, most can't afford iPhones right now, but even a small slice of that is still large in numbers, as you can see from the 56% gain in sales. And there is a feeling, and certainly Tim Cook's hope, is that many of these growing middle class, these young people, will be getting wealthier as India's economy matures, and they'll be able to afford iPhones or aspire to afford them. So that's what the hope is.
You know, Maggie, what you're saying there reminds me a lot of China, the middle class in China. How does India compare? Is it as big? Is it as potentially profitable?
You know, I think that there are a lot of comparisons that people make, and then there are a lot of differences. One of the big ones is access to the market before you can even figure out how to get them to buy them or convince them to buy them. Right now, Apple has 32 stores in China, retail stores in China. There are zero in India. Mm. And that's because my colleague in India was explaining to me the other day, there's a rule that exists now that requires companies that have retail outposts to manufacture 30% of their goods locally. Apple doesn't do that right now, which is why they can't get that presence. Now, they say that they're going to be on track to open a store by 2017, but there is obviously a lot of negotiating going on between the Indian government right now and Apple. You saw perhaps that Apple announced it was going to open a new development center based in India. That's probably going toward that goal. And it is, in fact, the first one outside the U.S., which I think speaks to the promise they see there. But I think you're going to see Apple really try to continue to scale up on those local operations so they can get that retail footprint. So that's one of the big differences between India and China. A lot of potential, a lot of potential users, but right now a lot of them not as familiar maybe with that Apple brand.
So it sounds like almost a political trip to India to smooth over the waters there. But you mentioned this tech development center that's at stake here. What would that mean for the company and for India?
Well, I think, again, it gives them a base. They're also working on developing with app developers, having a Center for App Developers, a partnership. They want to have that base. And remember, you're right, there is a lot of politics here, but it's not just Tim Cook with his political agenda. It's also Narendra Modi, the Indian prime minister. He has that big campaign, Make in India. He wants manufacturing to happen there. He came to California, to Silicon Valley, to try to convince Apple to build there. So both of them see a lot of potential with this relationship. And I think you're going to see a lot more of these kinds of visits as they both try to achieve their goals.
CNN's Maggie Lake, thank you.